Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, and now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Getaway Friday, Getaway Memorial Day Weekend 2021, joined in studio by Angie Evers here as we get ready for the big Memorial Day getaway. Don't forget, though, we do have live programming on Sunday morning with Pastor Craig from 11:10 a.m. till 12 p.m., so tune that in Sunday morning. Now, we will not be on or in on Mother's Day, or Memorial Day. Mother's Day either. We won't be on Monday, but we'll be running repeats Monday, so stay tuned for all the programming Monday if you're at your Memorial Day gathering, and we'll come back Tuesday morning and do more programs right here on WWGH Radio.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, well, you got to take one day off every so often.
Right. You should probably take a couple days off.
I think I need a vacation, but who's going to come in and fill in? 8 to 10, Monday through Friday.
We need somebody to fill in for you.
I don't even know who would do it. You know, it's such a... You would like have to train for a couple days to know how to work the board. Although we have numbers here of people you could call if you really got into trouble. But I would like to take a week off.
Where would you like to go?
You know, I don't even know if I would go anywhere. Maybe for a couple days. It'd be nice just to be at home from 8 to 10 in the morning and maybe listen to somebody do a show. Mm-hmm. You know, I have not taken in the 7 years we've been on the air, 5 days a week, I took one day off when we were in Pennsylvania. I took a Monday off.
No. Did you take that Friday off?
Nope. I was here that Friday. We left after I did Friday. So I took Monday off. Before that, I didn't take any... Before that, I think the only day I'd taken off was in 2016. I took a Friday off when I went to Michigan.
Didn't you take a day off when you went to Nashville?
No. Nope. Left on Friday after I was done and came back Sunday night. So no, didn't miss any days for Nashville. Never missed any days when I was in New York because we broadcast the show from New York.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
So, no. The only days... I've taken off 2 days in 7 years.
Well, I mean, I have taken off way more than that. But I get time. Somebody has
to. I need a sub.
You do. Definitely. That way you can have some time for you.
What I need to do is I need to do what Johnny Carson used to do. Is he would only work like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And every week somebody else would do Monday, Tuesday.
Well, why don't you do that?
Well, who am I going to get?
Well, find somebody. I don't know. I don't know radio people.
I don't know who would do it. You know, they could just set it, you know, it'd be, and guest hosting this morning, da-da-da-da-da.
Somebody has to know somebody out there that would do it.
Well, there are people. I just don't know. I don't know. I'll look into it. I'll see if I can get Kazoo Man to do Monday and Tuesday. He could do a show.
You think? I don't know.
Maybe President Harding would. How about that? Those are words you never thought you'd hear in your life. Sitting in for Scott Spears, President Harding. I'd go for that.
He seemed to enjoy the Kazoo Man today.
Yeah, they got along really well. Kazoo Man and President Harding got along very, very well.
Yeah. I like Kazoo Man, though. He's real nice.
He's got a lot of talent.
Oh, yeah. He's very talented.
Very talented, very sharp. Good guy.
Yeah, and he even said today, he's like, he wish he would have researched more about Harding. So he'd know more stuff.
Oh, Kazoo Man?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's a good guy. And he's a very talented guy. He plays the kazoo. He plays the ukulele. He plays the banjo. Very talented guy.
Yeah, I think he's very smart. I mean, he seems like he's very smart. So.
Well, musically oriented.
Right.
Which I think takes a lot.
Oh, yeah. You either have it or you don't.
Yeah, music is one of those long-term things that, I was never involved with that.
No. I mean, I did just a little bit.
What'd you do?
I mean, I played the piano when I was younger, but not very good. And then I had a cornet. I played the cornet, gosh, as soon as we could play instruments at school. I played probably from fifth grade till, I think I was a junior. I played through my junior year. I didn't play my senior year. But we got to go to Georgia, and we played in the Peach Bowl, and then we got to go to Florida and played in the Gator Bowl. And we did the parades, and it was a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun in band.
I never was in any of that.
Yeah, we had a blast. I mean, that was probably one of the a good high school memories. Playing in the band. So.
I bet. I was trying, you know, I did baseball. I did, what else did I do? Soccer. That wasn't in high school, though.
No.
That was younger.
You bowled.
I did. I did in high school, though. That was an earlier thing.
Mm-hmm. You were in Cub Scouts.
I was in Cub Scouts. Yep, did that.
How far did you go in that?
Not very far. Because we did the Soapbox Derby. And it was a strange thing. We did it in the gym at the old Fair Park School. And you raced against other people. And I think the winner got a trophy or something. And it really all had to do with having a good rubber band. Because you shot them down a line. So what they made you do was... They made you go out and you had to pick somebody in the room who you didn't know to, that way there was no like practice.
Car.
Yeah, to do your, to fire your car off, your thing in the Soapbox Derby. So I picked somebody and mine was just beating everybody. Well, then my rubber band broke and some kid was complaining. I don't even remember what his issue was. But there was something wrong with his car. Something had not been, his soapbox, something had not been right. So we had to start the whole thing over again.
Oh, no.
And I had to start over with a new rubber band, which did not work as well as the old rubber band had worked. So I was against that.
Huh. So he probably got first and you got second.
I don't remember. I just remember thinking about that and thinking, you know, this is not an organization that I really want to be a part of.
Yeah, that would be kind of frustrating as a kid. Are you talking the soapbox, though, or, like, the derby cars? The little cars?
The little cars. They don't have wheels, though.
See, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, when Brandon... did the cars, what do you call them? Brown Derby or something?
They're little things that look like a bottle and you shoot them down a wire.
Yeah, I don't know what those are. I was a Cub Scout leader for a while. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. Did you like that?
Yeah, that was fun.
It's an interesting group.
Oh, yeah.
Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what these things are called?
I'm sure I still have my son's cars. What do you call them? Are they the Brown Derby racing cars? What do you call them? They go down a ramp? Do you know what I'm talking about? I have no clue what you're talking about.
No, I don't know about the ramp.
Is it a ramp? Or do they just go?
Maybe it was Pinewood Derby.
Yes. Pinewood Derby. I think that is it.
Those are the ones without the wheels.
No, but they have wheels.
Well, maybe mine was the Soapbox Derby.
I think of Soapbox. I think of the big cars that you build out of, like, cardboard boxes.
No, it wasn't that.
I don't remember. It's been a long time ago when I dealt with all that stuff. I have no idea. I know my kids did good, whatever they did, because you had to only have a certain amount of weights on them. Do you remember that at all? You had to have weights on them. Like, if your car didn't weigh enough, you could add weights.
See, I might not have made it that far.
Oh.
I might have ducked out before that.
I mean, that was still when the kids were young. I mean, that's still Cub Scouts.
I don't remember even how long I was in it, to be honest. It was a while, but it wasn't forever.
You don't think you ever made it to Boy Scouts. You were probably just in Cub Scouts.
Right, because I think I went from that to soccer. Or bowling.
Did you ever go on the march down to the Harding Memorial?
No, I don't think I did that. And I don't remember if we were in the popcorn parade or not. You know, I never really cared to be in the parade. Because a lot of things I did were in the parade, like Cub Scouts, bowling teams, soccer teams, they were all in the parade, baseball teams, but I like to watch the parade. When you're in the parade, you just see the car in front of you and the car behind you.
Right.
Well, who cares about that?
You miss all your other friends being in the parade, you miss...
Yeah, I don't...
A lot of stuff.
And the parade used to be very... You know what people always come up to me and say they remember from the 30-plus years of the Popcorn Festival is the big Kroger shopping cart.
I don't know why.
I don't know why that is such a memory for people, and I don't know where it came from. Because now that I think about it, that probably was a big thing. I don't even know what... It was just a huge shopping cart that was driven in the parade.
Maybe I was in the parade when that was in the parade, because I don't remember that at all.
It may not have been there a whole lot, but I know it was there at least one year, and I still have people who come up who say, do you remember that big shopping cart?
What was your favorite part of the parade?
Well, I like the Shriners.
Yeah, the cars. I always liked the Shriners, too.
You know, the last time I watched the Popcorn Parade, which has been a couple years now, they weren't in it.
I think there's a reason for that, but
oh, is
I
there?
Don't remember. Yeah.
Oh, did they?
I think something happened, but I don't remember.
One of those internal things.
I think so.
With them and the popcorn committee.
But, you know, a lot of them were older. I mean, you really didn't see younger Shriners. They were all older. So maybe they all just died.
You think they're all dead?
Probably.
But I don't. I think that car thing was.
Yeah, but did you ever see a young fella driving one of those cars? No, they were always older men. Don't you think?
Well, yeah, but I wonder where the Shriners have all went. Is that not a thing anymore? Well, when I would go to that thing in Columbus, I mean, they were not all old.
I don't know.
Was there a local chapter of this?
I have no clue.
I don't know. I thought they came from out of town.
Well, I guess I always thought they did come out of town, too. You know, in the parade, though, there was always big floats, like, where people actually decorated the floats, and, you know, they were really cool to look at. But now, people are just riding on a truck or a trailer. They don't really do floats anymore. I mean, a couple of the big places, like Whirlpool, I think, always does something, and a couple of the bigger places, but most people don't have floats.
No, parades may be becoming a thing of the past.
You think?
Well, people don't put that effort into it anymore.
You know, at the Bratwurst Festival, they had like 3 days of parades. I'm pretty sure they had a parade every single day, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Which I know Marion would only do their parade on Thursday night. But I don't think I've ever watched anybody else's parade besides Bucyrus and Marion. Have you?
No, not really. I was going to say, I don't think parades are a big thing for people anymore. I mean, I think the only one that still gets a lot of attention on television is the Thanksgiving parade. And last year, that was kind of...
That was weird.
Well, yeah, because of the pandemic. They went ahead and did it, but it was strange.
So, I wonder if you think it'll be back to normal.
Oh, I'm sure it will this year, but I just don't know. Parades have deteriorated, because now people just want to put a car in, and people want to sit in a car.
Right.
Well, a bunch of cars driving down the street. Well, you can go see that today. You don't need a parade for that.
All you're going to do is walk out your front door.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think all the festivals have parades, though. I mean, because, you know, Scarlett, my niece, she was the, I don't know what you call her, Little Miss Teeny Pop or something. I don't know the technical term for it. But they would go to all these different festivals and be in the parade. Like, all the top people from the popcorn parade or the popcorn festival, they would go and be in all these festivals, and they would be in their parades. So, I mean, I think people are still having parades.
Maybe they are. I just have not been to one in a while. I used to like to go to the popcorn parade, but then, other people like it, and that's good. It just was not my thing anymore.
Well, you were in the last parade. I mean, you've been in it. Like, the radio station has been in it.
That's true.
Are you going to be in it this year?
I don't know.
Have they said that they were going to do the popcorn festival?
I don't think they have yet. Maybe they... I don't know. I haven't heard. You know, I would think they'd have to start booking the talent.
I was going to say, because it's already, what, May? They would have already normally probably announced the entertainment, would they? By now?
Well, I think they usually did it in early June, sometime around that area.
I'm not sure. I have not heard. I'm sure there's a whole popcorn festival committee. Actually, they posted a couple of days ago that they're going to do, it says all applications are now posted on the website, the Marion Popcorn Festival. So for the popcorn pageant. So if you want to be in the popcorn pageant, you can go to the Marion Popcorn Festival website and sign up. So they must be doing something.
Well, that's nice that they've got something going on.
Right. Oh, you know, they did say that plans are in the works and we are working hard behind the scenes to bring you our best festival ever. This year, we are celebrating our 40th anniversary. Because last year probably would have been the 40th.
I think so.
But since it was a no-go, this year is the 40th. And it said this year's festival will be held on September 9th, 10th, and 11th. So, but it does not say anything about any entertainment. So.
Well, I'm sure they'll book somebody. I think a lot of performers are still not touring yet.
Yeah, probably not a lot. I'm starting to see more people saying that they are doing concerts and stuff, but probably still not a lot of people. I mean, do you think you would go to a concert?
Now?
Mm-hmm.
I don't, you know, probably not. Because I don't think there would be a lot of, I don't know, maybe. It would just all depend. If I wanted to see the thing bad enough, the person or the performance, I might go. But I don't know if I would go maybe as readily as I would have a year and a half ago.
Right. I mean, what do you think about going to, like, the Popcorn Festival? Or not the Popcorn Festival, like Cedar Point.
Well, people kept doing that last year, so I, you know, if you like it, I guess. I think it all comes down to you want to do it. See, a lot of people used to do things just to do it. Now, I don't know if I would do that anymore.
Go to Cedar Point?
Well, I mean, maybe if I really wanted to go, but I wouldn't go just to, you know, oh, I'm bored, I'm going to go.
I'd go to Cedar Point any day. I love Cedar Point.
Yeah, a lot of people really like it, and that's good.
But there's a lot of things to do, even if you don't ride rides. They have a lot of entertainment. I mean, throughout the whole park. They're always doing, like, this singing and dancing, and we used to go to Johnny... I don't know if they still do this, but at Johnny Rockets, they would sing and dance while you're eating. And that was fun. I don't know if they still do that, though.
Well, I know a lot of people are going. I heard somebody last night, I think they were looking for Kings Island tickets. So people are doing things.
My son is going to Cedar Point on June the 6th. I believe that's a Sunday. So he's home right now from California visiting. But he loves this weather. He loves the rain, the cold. And I'm like, I'll trade it any day. I'll go out to California.
Well, I got a message that said they used to do the talent at the Red Cross, announce the talent for the Popcorn Festival at the Red Cross Radiothon, but I don't know that that even goes on anymore. I think that might have went by the wayside a couple years ago when some staff changes happened. Another radio station.
It could have.
You know what one of the big problems is in radio, though? It's kind of strange. Times change, but people don't. You know, people want to go back and do things that were done 30 years ago. You know, the people doing them 30 years ago, that was a new thing. Now, why go back and try to do the same thing?
Why not do something new?
Why not try to, I mean, use your brain. Think up something.
Maybe some people really enjoyed that. Like the...
Well, they might have, but my guess is it probably went by the wayside for some reason.
Right. Very well. Could be.
Like, you know, I don't want to say any events, but I've seen events diminish over the years, but people have a very nostalgic feeling about them. So they think, boy, if I could just get my hands on that or do that. And I'm thinking, have you not watched that diminish for years and years and years?
Right. But do you think that's because maybe the person who started it doesn't do it anymore, and then somebody tries to take over and it's just not the same?
That's it. It's hard to take over somebody else's idea.
Maybe that's why nobody has covered you, because it would be too hard for somebody to take your ideas on the radio.
Well, I don't know. I think you have to do your own thing. When you're trying to be an imitation of somebody else, that's when you get... That's bad.
Yeah. I mean, I could never sit here all day and talk for hours. So, I mean, I think you have to be pretty talented to do that.
Well, I don't know. I think everybody finds their own niche. But, you know, I think that is a big problem with events. When the people who create something leave it for whatever reason, it's not the same. Because if you create something, you put a lot of time and effort into it. And then the person said, well, I'm going to bring that back. Well, first of all, there was probably a reason it stopped. And number two, you're not the person who came up with it. You know, there was somebody, I think it was Ted Turner, big mogul in television, who said he could innovate faster than people could imitate. And that's really what you should do. You shouldn't go out. You know, there are 100,000 music stations. I mean, you've got internet music stations. You've got radio music stations. You've got apps. You've got everything in the world. And YouTube. You can find music anywhere. Now, why start an... But we're going to start a music station, and it's going to be different. Okay. That's never been done.
What do you think about that in, like, pizza shops? Because there's 1,000 different pizza shops, even in Marion.
Well, I think it all comes down to the people. What are you doing different? What are you doing that's unique? That's why, to me, talk is different. Some people get on and talk about sports. Some people get on and talk about news. Some people get on and talk about politics. Some people get on and talk about local things. And I think it's a good mesh. And some people do a mesh. They do a variety, something different every day. Some people are just playing game shows, giveaways. That's different, and that's unique content because you can't duplicate that. If you play a Lady Gaga song, it's going to sound the same way every time you play it, no matter what station you play it on.
That's right. Because you just have to be... your own different.
Well, you do. You've got to be unique. And never listen to other people. That's another rule. If somebody comes up to you and says, don't do it. People, I don't think, try to be critical, but they are. By nature, people are more critical than positive.
Right. Maybe it's a worry.
Like, people will tell you what's wrong more than they'll tell you what's right.
Right. It's true.
Like, how many times have you ever come home and got a note from a neighbor telling you how wonderful you are?
Never.
Never. But how many times have you come home and saw a note that, you know, your dog did this in my yard, or you need to keep your grass cut, or something like that?
Yeah.
Happens all the time.
Right.
So people just tend to the critical, which is unfortunate. But it's probably that's the makeup of that person. Now, I'm not saying people walk around in a positive daze all the time, but I believe that the people who are more positive just tend to say nothing.
Yeah.
Like, I always tell the story at the last station we were at, because we had trash up in the office, but you had to take it down to the dumpster, which was in the parking lot of the station. And the year and a half we were there, nobody else ever took out the trash but me. But I would have people walk in, people who were working at the station, they would walk in and they would see the trash full. And they would tell me it was full. Why hasn't somebody taken out this trash? You know, take it out. I don't get that. If you see a problem, fix
it. Do
it. I don't need to know about it. Just fix it.
Right.
You can take out the trash just as easily as I can take out the trash. If it's bothering you that much, do it.
I think that's where people don't work together.
No, people would rather be critical. Oh, look what you did. You left the trash in there.
Yep. But if you just work together. But I know people don't want to clean up after people all the time either, because that gets frustrating.
Well, it does. But you just do it. If it bothers you at some point, you've got to do it. Especially in the workplace.
Oh, yeah.
Or you can quit.
Yep. Sometimes, well, if it makes you mad enough, and you let it fester.
See, I'm just more of a person, I don't care. You know, the three places that I work, I show up to work. Obviously, they keep me around. And I don't want to spend all my time worrying about what other people are doing. I think that's what people do too much of in this life. I'm more concerned about you than me. I should worry about me.
Yep. That's what you gotta do. I don't know. I think sometimes people worry about themselves. I mean, as far as, like, say, like, if your boss, I don't know, they don't want to try to figure out what's wrong. They just tell you to do this or do that, and they don't try to help, and it can be frustrating. They go on power trips.
There are a lot of people on power trips. You give people an inch and they take a mile.
Oh, yeah.
And it's very strange to watch that evolve over time. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, there's a guy on the radio that talks about the negative down back to downtown Marion lot.
Boy, where's that at?
Never says nothing good about Marion.
Now, see, now that's an interesting point. But, you know, I think the problem there is I see that more of a critique.
Yeah. Well, you're trying to get something happening, you know, so Marion can come back.
Well, yeah, and I think, you know, as I've always, and all the time I talk about North Main Street and the success that I think it is. And I'm very positive about North Main Street.
Yeah.
And I'm very positive about the dorms. They're full. So I know somebody who lives there. They told me that every dorm is full out on the east side of town. That, to me, is amazing. The new hotel out there by Kohl's, that's amazing that that's finished and ready to go. That it's hard to book a hotel room in Marion on the east end on the weekends. These are the great things. The colleges we have here are very good. The fact that they have dorms now, they didn't have them 10, 15 years ago. That's great. But, you know, if the subject is downtown, I can't lie and say that, oh, it's great. It's not.
No, and I hope that new angle parking helps out a little bit in that area.
Well, you know, it's funny. Mary Ellen, if anybody heard that show, it was on the air the other day. Mary Ellen came in here, and somehow we got on the topic of that parking, and she talked about how when those big trucks park in those spaces, you can't see around them. She's noticed it.
Yeah. There should be a size limit on the vehicles that can park there.
Right. So
you take a big pickup truck, you know, 4x4 extended cab, you know, the long bed, I mean, yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny. I was talking to a guy the other day who had just quit his job. He worked in one of these restaurants downtown that I allegedly hear is doing well. And I only say allegedly. I'm not saying they're not doing well. I'm just saying I haven't been in them, so I don't know if they're doing well or not. So, but he worked in these restaurants downtown, and he told me the chaos in the kitchen is why he quit, and that they are open. They have hours, but if nobody's in there, they close early. Now, go to the east side of town. Go to Perkins. Go to Bob Evans. Go to any of those places. And if the sign says 9 o'clock close, if there's nobody in there, they're still open till 9.
Well, when you start closing early like that, if people go there and you're closed, then later, if they decide to go out to eat, they say, well, let's don't go there. Their lab will be closed.
Exactly. But the people downtown have such a diminished business, and it's not because of their food. It's because they're downtown. And to act like that's not true, that's just not honest. So if people take that as negative, well, we'll have to take it as negative. But, you know, I heard recently, and it's a rumor, so it's not fact, that there are some long-term businesses downtown that recently got an eviction notice. So I guess people can watch downtown as businesses leave because they were evicted. Now, is there...
their landlords or what?
Yeah, I guess it'd be their landlord. I mean, I don't know if that was true or not. That's what somebody told me. But these were two long-term businesses downtown that were told they have a certain amount of time till they're out of there. Now, if that ends up happening, just keep an eye out downtown for a while, see what happens.
They'll have trouble getting somebody new in there unless they're going to sell the building or tear it down for parking.
Well, you wonder. You wonder. I mean, I look at the...
I don't think there's a big waiting list for people wanting to rent those downtown buildings.
Well, I look at the Harding Hotel. You know, I mean, is it finished yet? I mean, the thing's been closed down now. Come Tuesday, June the 1st, it'll be at least 6 months.
Yeah, I called you the other day and I actually seen him working. I told you I seen him working on the Ferris Hill, and you go by there, you ever see anybody working?
So come June the 1st, which is Tuesday, that will have been closed. The street behind will have been closed for at least 6 months. Now, how is that?
Yeah, I don't see how they get by with being, you know, tying it up like that. If that was your business or mine, we probably wouldn't get by with it.
No, and the mayor has come on the show and said it's taking way longer than anybody expected. So I don't know why these things happen. I mean, you know, people can ask the landlords. Landlords are not going to come on radio or television and talk about that because it's not a very positive thing for them. But if anybody happens to see these people, why don't people ask them? Why is it taking 6 months to fix the side of a building? Is there something here that's... I mean, people don't know. I don't know how you close down a city street, though. I mean, do business owners have the power to do that? I thought the city owns the street.
Well, I think the city did it because it was unsafe.
Right,
supposedly,
but can't
the wall was going to cave in. They were afraid that somebody's going to get hurt, but you think they'd be on the business owner to get it done.
Well, that's, I understand doing that for a couple months, but my goodness, 6+ months later...
Yeah.
And we're still here. I don't know how that can be.
And the southbound lane is currently open now, I believe, but the...
Did they get that back open?
Yeah, but the northbound, you know, is still closed down.
Well, we'll see how it goes, but who knows? Well, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 8 weeks before the big weekend starts, you can give us a buzz here. What do you think, Angie?
About the downtown?
Yeah, I mean, is it logical to say, if you're asked about downtown, that it's perfect? Everything's going wonderful.
Well, I would say it's definitely not perfect. I mean, I've worked downtown. I work downtown. I'm downtown every single day if I'm working. And I've worked downtown for 12 years. And... I worked in Delaware for about 5 years prior, but prior to that, I worked another 5 years in downtown Marion. So I've worked in downtown Marion for the majority of my working adulthood. So, but I would say there's certain businesses I think that do good, and there's certain ones that I don't think do good. I mean, I don't like, though... You know where the bus station is? I think you were with me when I drove through that little side road, and I pulled up to the road, and here there's trucks, like, on both sides of me, like, in the parking spots. I could not see around at all. So, when you pull up onto the street, you know, I went ahead and turned right, because I didn't want to, like, pull out and into traffic. I mean, I couldn't see traffic at all. So I don't like how the big trucks can park right there, because you cannot see at all if you're trying to pull out. So I don't mind the diagonal parking. It's not that, but it's just You know, like, if you're on a side road trying to get out onto the, like, Main Street, you can't see at all.
Well, I don't know. I just, it's funny to me how people take that very personally. I don't know if downtown reflects their youth or it's people who are currently trying to do something down there, but people take that very personally, and that's okay. You can have pride in what you do, but the radio station was right in the center of downtown for a year and a half, and, you know, I was never any more positive about it then than I am now. I mean, it's just, I know that if you are on the east side of town, you're going to see more traffic. You're going to have more options for what to do for lunch. You're going to have more options of stores you can go into. It's just the way it is.
Yeah, well, I will tell you, going, I have tended to go towards North Main Street to eat lunch because I'm bad about packing my lunch, so I usually have to go out and get something. But so, you know, I'll go to McDonald's, Rally's, Stewart's,
North Main,
Dairy Queen, Victor's, Taco Bell. I do all those places. I used to do Chicken Shack, but they closed. And then I go that way because this traffic on Main Street now, I can sit on my lunch. We get a half an hour lunch. And if I pull out on Main Street and I'm going right, like, say, out towards Delaware Avenue, where I'm at, you know, it's one lane, and I can get stopped at the light at Main and Center. I can get stopped at that light for at least two lights. And then the next one up at Center, or at Main and Church, you can get stopped again. So at least two times, you know, because you're one lane, traffic is all backed up. Then coming back, you have to think, well, gosh, if I run down and go, say, through Wendy's, well, they're not open yet, but Wendy's is usually fast, so you can go to Wendy's and get back within a half an hour. But now, with this traffic, you know, being blocked up, there's absolutely no way. I don't think I could make it all the way from my work to Wendy's and back in a half an hour because of the lights on Main Street now, just because you get stuck in the traffic. I mean, at least two times every time. You have to wait through two. I've had to wait three times before.
Well, and maybe it'll be addressed at some point. This is a new, fairly new thing. And maybe somebody will look at it and say, well, maybe this wasn't the best idea.
Yeah. But I don't really go to the downtown businesses at lunchtime because I don't want to pay more than $5 for a lunch. I can't afford to eat a $5 meal every single day. So I might go to, you know, Rally's and get a dollar burger or something like that. But I mean, I can't eat. I just can't afford to eat like $10, $12 lunches every day. That's crazy. So, I have not ventured to the downtown restaurants at all.
No, and I don't even think about them, but people who do, that's great.
I mean, I would love to go get a barbecue sandwich from Taste of Memphis or, you know, something like that, but I don't.
I don't know. It's strange, but everybody has their own opinions. Now, critiques, as I was talking about with the pastor earlier, Pastor Whitaker, on his show, you know, critiques are different than criticisms. A critique is, you know, this is not going very well. This is a difference. Maybe something could be done. A criticism is, don't do this. And now, I don't think anybody should ever say that. There's always hope. You can fix something, I think. But I'll tell you, if you come across negative to people, you can forget it. You know, how many times when your parents were yelling at you about something, did you do exactly what they said? No, it makes you angry. And your response is to yell back. People just approach people nicely and say, hey, you know, come try my restaurant. You know, I know it's not in the easiest location in the world, but I hope you come down, give it a shot. Maybe we, you know, this is on our menu that is price affordable to you. That's all you gotta do.
Yeah. I could order off the kids menu.
There you go. And we're just about out of time. 30 seconds left. You want to wish everybody a happy Memorial Day. Now remember, we will not be on Monday, but Pastor Craig will be live on Sunday morning with a veteran here in the studio. 11:10 a.m. till 12 p.m. Sunday here on WWGH Radio. But no live programming on Monday. Everybody have an enjoyable Memorial Day.
Yes, have a safe holiday and remember what Memorial Day is about.
For Angie Evers, I'm Scott Spears. For all of us at WWGH Radio, have a great, great Memorial Day weekend. Safe, safe, safe. Be safe. Make the right choices. And for this night, I'm heading for the dugout.
Today, I'm going to leave it up to all of you to ask questions.
What you, who are listening today, to invest your time and energy in this radio station. I think it's an interesting experiment. We're having a lot of fun doing it. But by your support, you can possibly arrange